Please let us chant. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Daine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Govindavin Bajami Radham Aravinda Netram Bajami Radham Aravinda Vedam Smarami Radham Madurasmitasyam Sadami Radham Madurasmitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram Ami Radham Karuna Bharatram Tato Mamanyasti Gatirna Kvapi Tato Mamanyasti Gatirna Kvapi He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Vansha Kalpatarubhyaischa Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Vavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday after the class, I came to His Holiness Radha Raman Goswami and we discussed a little bit about some of the points of the class, and he gave a few very nice perspectives which I would like to repeat here before we continue with the journey of Akrura, the Manorata, the journey of his desires and aspirations, or his inner journey to Vrindavan. First of all, we were both talking about the need to be in a humble position. No matter where you are stationed in your life, it is this humble position which attracts the mercy of the Lord. The Maharaj gave a very nice example, which I request you to take careful note of. When there is a monsoon shower coming down with the much needed water which will give life to the plants and the grounds. Where do you think will the monsoon water flow? To the high hills or to the ditches in the ground. And I think it is very clear. It will flow to the lower portions. So if we want to attract the mercy of the Lord, which is the king of all of Krishna's Shakti, his Kripa Shakti rules all his other Shaktis, including his Icha Shakti, like a king rules the ministers. If we want to attract this most powerful of all Shaktis, which can bring about all the necessary changes in our lives, we need to take a humble position, just like the ditch in the ground will attract the most amount of rainwater. If you can take this low position, then you will definitely attract the most mercy. Now, after we had, then Maharaj discussed something else, which I would also like to repeat. Remember, whenever we talk in our circles about becoming humble, becoming also hopeless, becoming low, something in us becomes upset and irritated. Oh, maybe then I will feel bad. Or we will feel, how will I be able to accomplish anything if I think I'm the most fallen? How will this work? But Maharaj again gave a very nice practical example how what this feeling of humbleness includes. It has two sides. One is when you look to your side, you will see, oh, I am a person of Kali Yuga. I don't have many good features in me. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentioned to us we should every morning come and bring our mind to this position by just taking the pride out of it, beating it with a broom and saying, oh yeah, and come to what I would call here a vision of reality. Be real. Who are you? You are for a few days here and then you are gone. It is something which we share with. We are not so special. When you go in Croatia to the toilets, you will find on some culture toilets a little verse written by Croatia's best poem. He says, man, why are you so proud? You have to go to this place like everybody else. The poet is reminding us of our position. We are in a bag of all these. I don't want to, you know, it was breakfast time. I don't want to mention what is inside. But if I look to Krishna's side, ooh, then something totally different is there. Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna is so qualified. Krishna is so merciful. And it is this meditation which totally makes my humility spiritual. This is how Maharaj says. We are humble when we look to our side. We are even hopeless when we look on our side. We feel so many sadhanas to control my mind have not worked. What will work? Atul Krishna, what will work for me? We feel like this, hopeless. But if we look on Krishna's side, everything changes. We feel so hopeful. Why? Because of there is this Kripa Shakti. And today we will hear a little bit about the workings of the Kripa Shakti on the mind and psychology of the conditioned souls from the mouth of Akruraji. So I want to thank His Holiness Radha Raman Goswami for bringing out these two points, which will help us to understand this a little better. Thank you, Maharaj. So I want to now go to another point and repeat the other point, because you sometimes suffer from an overdose of lectures and forget everything which comes to you. Akrura's position is all of ours position. Akrura is in adverse condition, in bad conditions. He is not in the ideal positions. He is serving as a mantri, a kamsa. It's like the position of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. It is very, very, very painful for such exalted souls to be in such bad association. There are verses which says one should prefer to be with a angry tiger together than to stay with materialists, what to speak of Kamsa. Kadyayani Sanghita is saying this. But Akrura is staying not with an angry tiger, he's staying with an angry asura who has killed so many brahmanas together. But while he was doing this, he was constantly thinking, when will I come to Krishna? When will I serve Krishna? When will I be with Krishna? There's a beautiful poem which says, when I was young, it's the poem of a girl, when I was young, my Lord, I gave my heart to you. I saw you as my only husband. But then my elders married me to a husband who's spiritually weak and materially attached. And now I, who have promised my heart to you, have to serve this husband. But my Lord, you should know, even though we appear separated, I am like the lotus flower and you are like the sun. The sun may be away from the lotus flower, but by the rays of the sun, the lotus flower grows. So I grow only, and I live only, not by my husband's mercy, but by your mercy. This is the mood of a devotee. This is the mood of a devotee in this world. My Lord, I'm in this presently in disfavorable conditions. I am in a body and a mind, and I would like to give my heart 100% to you. But because of my unfortunate desires, I cannot do so. Now, my Lord, please know that in my heart I have already understood I can only be happy in your association. Kindly, kindly invest in my case and pick me up from this ocean of trouble. This is the mood of a devotee in this world. And Akruraji exemplifies this mood. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami pays his obeisances to the high mind. And Shukadev also, he says, the high-minded soul, Akrura. His mind was high. It was on Krishna. His mind was not low. It was not fixed on the same goals as Kamsa pursued. So now, after now, Akrura is on the chariot. We can just imagine him. It's dawning. The sun is dawning. The sun is coming up, and Akrura is sitting on this golden chariot. He's not sitting on the driver's seat because he feels, soon I will bring Krishna in this chariot, and I really don't want to pollute this chariot with my sinful presence. He's also not sitting in the passenger seat. He's sitting, you know, like you see the Vrindavan Tonga drivers on this little stick or which goes to the horses. He's sitting there, and he's he's starting to meditate about Lord Krishna. He's thinking about the Lord's lotus feet. He thinks, I will go to the same Lord about whom the great yogis are trying to meditate by fixing their minds on his lotus feet. He's thinking like this, my dear devotees, that the great yogis try to be peaceful, yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya, but they know they cannot control the mind on their own. The mind is always so heavy and pushes them away. But if someone meditates about the lotus feet of the Lord, he becomes peaceful. I personally feel that we as devotees need to learn how to meditate about the lotus feet of the Lord. And I will do a meditation very soon. But I want to now say to you, why do all the scriptures always say when you meditate, you must meditate about the feet of the Lord? I was personally very interested in meditation before I came to Krishna consciousness. And I never heard anywhere one should meditate about the feet. Why the feet? All the scriptures and Prabhupada again and again say about you must meditate about the lotus feet. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, out of many types of meditation, which is required for all living entities? You know, there's breath meditation, there's visualization meditations, there are meditations Buddhists meditate on the smile of the Buddha. There's so different, I don't want to bore you. So Mahaprabhu sits here with Ramananda Roy at a sacred river and says, tell me, there are so many meditations, but which is necessary, compulsory for all living entities? And do you know what Ramananda Roy explains? He says, the chief duty means it must be done, of every living entity is to meditate upon the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. My dear devotees, wherever I go, even where I sleep, I have this red bag with me. Because in this red bag, there is this book, Radha Govinda Meditations, Divine Forms and Lotus Feet. And there I keep this book because it has, you know, the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, the lotus feet of Krishna, and it explains everything. Because when I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's the duty of every living entity to meditate about the lotus feet of Krishna, I thought, okay, I must do this. I was very delighted when I presented or worked on this presentation. I understood for the first time why it is the best meditation to meditate about the lotus feet of the Lord. It says here, in the seventh verse. Simply by the effulgence of his toenails. It is called the Nakamandala Tvisha. Many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence and achieved liberation. Why? When you invoke the lotus feet of the Lord in your heart and you then start to meditate about the Nakamandala, that is the orb, it's a little light around the toes of the lotus feet. Then at that time, the darkness of material desire will be illuminated from your heart. In other words, to put it more simple, Krishna's lotus feet will start to work on your heart, as if 10 powerful suns have arisen in your heart. One place, yes. So, this Mataji, I see you always 5 times running back and forth. It's not necessary. Use 5 times your intelligence and then you have done everything. So, ten moons will rise in your heart the moment you are meditating about the Lord's lotus feet. This is not some statement. I know the Hare Krishnas don't like to meditate. This is very unfortunate. But if you would do, and today we will do, then, my dear devotees, you would see how your heart will become full of light. There are 4 chambers in the heart, in the spiritual heart. In one chamber sits Gurudev. In the other chamber sits Gonitai. In the next chamber sit Radha and Krishna. And in the 4th chamber sit the holy name. So if you meditate about the lotus feet of the Lord, then the darkness of your material heart, which is, you know, in one chamber sits the desire for wealth, in the other chamber sits the desire for woman, in the other chamber sits the desire for position, and in the 4th chamber of the heart are all other desires. This darkness will move out of your heart, and the result will be you will immediately become very, very bright. Why is a devotee so bright-faced? Why do we feel when we see a real devotee such attraction? Because the devotee has understood, in my heart there is a Krishna-shaped vacuum. A vacuum, something which is not occupied. A hole, I have a hole in my heart. And now by Krishna meditation, it's called Krishna Dhyana, I will cover that vacuum, and as a result, so much light is spreading all over my being, so that I will leave these unfortunate desires out of the chambers of my heart. And Gurudev, Gonitai, Radha Krishna, and holy name will appear in my heart. This happens by good and regular meditation upon the lotus feet of the Lord. My dear devotees, I want to tell you, because it's so much in our scripture, where I live, I have one room which is filled only with sets of lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. No other picture. Because I want to train my mind as a chief duty to think about the lotus feet of the Lord, like the great devotees have done. So Akrura is saying, Kangang sobatatya kritametya nukraham draksyengri patmam prahito munahare kritavatarasya durajayam tama purvetaranyanna kamandala tvisha. Let us keep this in our mind. Naka means nails. Mandala means the orb of light. It's like a circle of light. And Tvisha means the rays. Akura says, indeed, today King Kangsa has shown me extreme mercy. He has, by sending me to see the lotus feet of Lord Hari. He doesn't say, he has sent me to see Krishna. He sees, he has sent me to see the lotus feet of Lord Hari. Because that is very devotional and very good. If I would ask you, Philip, where have you come from? And you would say, I spent my day at Surabikund. I came from Surabikund. That is, it's a little rude, but if I would say, Philip, where have your lotus feet come from? That would be very polite. So Agura says, I'm going to see today the lotus feet of the Lord. Not the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord. And then he says, simply by the effulgence of his toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence and achieved liberation. He's speaking of the darkness where? He speaks of the darkness in the heart. They have overcome the darkness of the heart just by placing these lotus feet in their hearts. We will hear a little bit more about this esoteric truth, but I want to now bring your attention to the fact Akrura is there on his chariot going to Vrindavan, meditating about Krishna. I would like to now that you all turn in this direction towards Giriraj. We have invited one servant of Giriraj to come and dance for the pleasure of Giriraj, and for all of you, it will be a meditation on Krishna, on which he will dance. His name is Gaura Nataraj. Gaura is the Lord Gaura, and Nataraj means the king of all dancers. Gaura Nataraj has performed before large audiences in the world, and he thought his highlight was when last Kartik he danced before the sadhus at Radhakund, and the sadhus of Radhakund were so satisfied with his dance that they had blessed him again and again. In devotional circles, we are dancing for the pleasure of the Lord, and we are arranging dance performances for his pleasure. And this particular dance will be a glorification on the sweetness of Krishna, a sweetness which Akuraji is meditating about. Let us, what do we do? Well, let us welcome Gaura Nataraj in our Hare Krishna. And he will explain his dance to you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. It's my greatest blessing to dance here before you. And Maharaj has asked me to do something on the topic he's talking about, and I don't have anything about Akrura, but I've chosen to dance Madhurashtakam, which was written by Vallabhacharya. And there are two reasons why I chose this song. First is that Maharaj has mentioned that in Krishna Lila there are many layers. And although Akrura comes to take Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura, the refrain of this song says, Vrindavana paritaja padam ekam nagacchati. This is a verse spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he says that Krishna's feet never leave Vrindavan. So, although he goes to Mathura, he never leaves Vrindavan. And the second reason why I chose this song is because Akrura goes to Vrindavan. And the main quality of Krishna is in Vrindavan is his sweetness. Because in Mathura, in Dwaraka, he's not that sweet. He is sweet, but in Vrindavan, he is the sweetest. So I chose this song. And in this song, Vallabhacharya says that his lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his heart, his walk, his voice, his character, his stance, his roaming in Vrindavan and walking in Vrindavan, his outfit, and his flute, the dust from his feet and his feet as well, his palms, his dancing, his friends, his gopas, his gopis, even his punishment and his giving. Everything about Krishna is sweet. His Jamuna river is sweet. The waves of Jamuna and her lotus flowers are sweet. His Gunjamala is sweet. And his cows are sweet. His creation is sweet. His glances over Gopikas are sweet. Everything about Krishna is sweet. And it is up to us even today to experience this sweetness.
Vrindavana paritaja padam ekam na gacchati. 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 Adaram maduram vadanam maduram nayanam maduram hasitam maduram. Adaram maduram vadanam maduram nayanam maduram hasitam maduram. Hridayam maduram gamanam maduram. Hridayam maduram gamanam maduram. Maduradipate akilam maduram. Akilam maduram. Akilam maduram. Vrindavana paritaja padam ekam na gacchati.
Tajam tajam tanam takajam tatum jetim tajam tajam tanam takajam tarum jetim tajam tanam tarum jetim tajam tanam tarum jetim ta takadik tajim gena tanta takatajim gena ta takatajim gena tanta. Tadding, Genato, Tadding, Genato, Tadding, Genato,
Vachanam maduram, Charitam maduram, Vasanam maduram, Balitam maduram vachanam maduram charitam maduram vasanam maduram valitam maduram chalitam maduram ramitam maduram chalitam maduram ramitam maduram madurati
Tanam tadita junu junu tadunu ta tanam tadita tana tana tadana tadunu junu tadunu tadimi dimi tadimi takita kita takita tatana ta tatana tadunu ta tatana tadunu tadimi ta tatana tadunu tadimi takita ta kadada kadari kadum ta kadada kadari kadum ta kadada kadari kadum
venur maduro renu madura pani madura padau maduro
கீதம்
மதுரம் கீதம் மதுரம் போக்தம் மதுரம் சுத்தம் மதுரம் கீதம் மதுரம் கீதம் மதுரம் போக்தம் மதுரம் சுத்தம் மதுரம் ரூபம் மதுரம் திலகம் மதுரம் ரூபம் மதுரம் திலகம் மதுரம் மதுராதி கோபா மதுரா காவோ மதுரா யஷ்டீர் மதுரா சிருஷ்டீர் மதுரா கோபா மதுரா காவோ மதுரா யஷ்டீர் மதுரா சிருஷ்டீர் மதுரா தலிதம் மதுரம் ஃபலிதம் மதுரம் தலிதம் மதுரம் ஃபலிதம் மதுரம் மதுரா அகிலம் மதுரம்
Gopi Madhura Lila Madhura Yuktam Madhuram Muktam Madhuram Gopi Madhura Lila Madhura Yuktam Madhuram Muktam Madhuram Dreshtam Madhuram Dreshtam Madhuram Dreshtam Madhuram Dreshtam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam Madhuram 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 Akhilam Madhuram
Bravo! Bravo! Well done, well done! Bravo! Bravo!
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. That must have been the fulfillment of your dreams to dance before Giriraj and the Vaishnavas. Thank you so much. And thank you for reminding us that Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. Akura is thinking about the toenails of Lord Krishna. Why? Because they have this padanaka, tvisha, this effulgence, which is illuminating the heart from all its darkness, materialistic concepts. Now, if you meditate about one part of Krishna's body, it is equal to meditating about all other parts of Lord Krishna's body. So if you meditate about a nail of him, a foot nail, then the whole Krishna is there. Still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that although all parts of Krishna's body are equal, they have also at the same time a superior position. He describes Krishna's body, there are 24 moons. I'm sorry, 24 moons, and the emperor of all these moons, which sits on the body of Krishna, like a king sits on a singhasana, can you guess what the emperor of all the moons is? Krishna's face. And in Krishna's face, what is the most attractive moon? Smile. Yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a verse about this, which we will recite a little later. But for now, Akura is meditating on the feet of the Lord, because the feet of the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord, and meditating about the lotus feet of the Lord has this specific effect of liberating a conditioned soul, and he thinks of himself as a conditioned soul. That is specific. Please remember the case of Ahalya. Ahalya was cursed to become a rock because her husband Gautama Rishi saw that when he came home, that his wife had an intimate relationship with Indra. Indra had come there, being attracted by Ahalya's saintliness and also beauty in a disguise. He had used his mystic potencies to look like Gautama Rishi and had come there and asked Ahalya for an intimate exchange. And Ahalya could not say, she thought it was her husband. But when her real husband came home, Gautama Rishi, he saw this and he was so angry. He cursed her to become a rock. And only later he became pacified, knowing that it was only by a trick that Ahalya had become seduced. And in order to relieve the trouble of his wife, he said, "You will become a rock, but when Lord Ram comes by here, he will touch you with his lotus feet and he will liberate you immediately." So this happened. When Lord Ram went through the forest with Lakshman, he saw this rock and he took his foot and stepped with his foot on the rock, and immediately the rock transformed into this saintly lady Ahalya. This is the power of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the power of the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord. It can transform a conditioned soul. There is a song about the lotus feet of Ram. When Ram was going through the forest, there was one boatman. When he came to a river, there was a boatman, and Ram said, "Boatman, come, we need to move over the river." But the boatman just looked the other side and ignored him. Ram said, "Hey, boatman, boatwala, how do we say boatman in Hindi? Nawal. Navik. Hey, Navik, come." The boatman looked another way. Then Ram went there. I have no time. You please take me over. The boatman said, "Lord Ram, there's no need for a boat to take you over this river. You can just step with your lotus feet over the river like you have done as Vamana when you stepped through the whole universe, not just the river. And also, there is a little problem with your feet. When your feet come on lifeless objects, then these objects turn into women. When you came in touch with your feet, this rock, it turned into Ahalya. I have already one wife to maintain. If I have two wives, wow, this is too much demand on my income. It is too much demand on my income." Ram said, so what should be done? Well, I said, boatman, I have one idea. Especially powerful, the most powerful part of your lotus feet, which transforms everything, is the dust. So let me take the dust away by giving your lotus feet some abhishek, some bath, and then the power of the lotus feet is a little neutralized, and my boat will remain a boat, and I will be able to continue earning my money with my profession of navik, boatsman. So Lord Ram said, oh, my devotees are so clever. They always want to wash my lotus feet. It was only a pretense like this. So the lotus feet of the Lord, this is my point, have this special power to liberate a conditioned soul. Therefore, conditioned soul's prime duty is to meditate about the lotus feet. The gopis, when they meditate about Krishna, start with the face, because they are already more than liberated. They are parikas. But the conditioned souls of this world will start with his lotus feet. That is a very interesting point which I would like to make. Akrura spent some time, he's now in this Krishna meditation, like our Giriraj Nataraj. No, not Gaur. He's Gaura Nataraj, not Giriraj Nataraj. Was portraying that the Lord doesn't step out of Vrindavan, because the Lord has come to this place from the fourth dimension, the Turiya level. He has come here into Vrindavan and touched the dust of Vrindavan with his lotus feet. Do you know the other incarnations of the Lord will not touch the ground with their feet? When the Lord comes, when Vishnu comes, he always stays a little bit above the ground. But when Krishna comes to Vrindavan, he never stays above the ground, floating about everything. He touches it. He plays in this dust. He rolls in this dust from left to right. And he wrestles in the dust. And he covers himself with the dust when he has stolen butter. And the butter is still on his arms, and Mother Yashoda could see. He takes some dust and rubs it on so that he is not visible as a thief. So Akrura in the next text says, Yad Achitam Brahma Bhavadi Bisurai. He meditates that these lotus feet are worshipped by Brahma, Shiva, and all the other demigods. They are worshipped by the goddess of fortune and also by the great sages and Vaishnavas. See how he meditates. Brahma always has a kamandalu. Kamandalu means a pot where he has water. Do you know what water he has in that kamandalu? Is it some bisleri water for pure daily bisleri water? No, it is Ganga. Why is Ganga so special? Because it has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Shiva, this is his next, has also always this lotus feet, because he carries Ganga, which is washing, is the foot wash water of the lotus feet, always on his head. And do we hear, and Mother Lakshmi, do we hear that he worship, that she massages the neck of the Lord for neck relief massage? No, she's sitting at the lotus feet of the Lord. So why the lotus feet? Again and again the lotus feet. Why do the great sages and the great Vaishnavas worship the lotus feet? Listen carefully. It is from these lotus feet of the Lord where you can get all the treasures of the Lord. Then he turns to, in his meditation, to Vrindavan. He says, upon those lotus feet, the Lord walks about the forest while herding the cows with his companions. And those feet are smeared with the kumkum from the gopi's breast. One could now say, well, Akaruraji, you are a little outspoken about Krishna's intimate relationships in Madhurya Rasa. This is not your business. You are in Sakya Rasa. Don't meditate about Krishna, how he walks through the forest of Vrindavan with his lotus feet, and how the gopis meditate that they want to give relief to those feet who have walked all over the forest by pressing them on their chest. This is not to be divulged in public. But you must know, Akrura is silently meditating. He's not talking about this. Only Sugadev Goswami, who is accompanying Akrura on his journey, his Manoratha, his inner journey, is telling us about the thoughts which Akrura has. These lotus feet, they liberate conditioned souls. And they liberate the gopis from their pangs of separation. These lotus feet are my object of meditation. So as I said, Krishna has in his body, how to express this, many moons, you know, 10 toenails, 10 foot nails, hand nails, the same. There's already 10 moons are there. And him, you can imagine when he dances. And I like very much, Gaura Nataraj, how you illustrated Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. When you took a big step all around your body, which landed again at your feet. In other words, you made a big step, but you didn't move one inch. So Krishna never moves an inch from Vrindavan. I like this dance posture very much. I was almost crying when I saw this. So good. So then Krishna, then other moons are there. His forehead is there. His eyes are there. His mouth are there. 24 moons all together. But the king of all these is Krishna's face and his smile in the face. It sits like there like a king on a throne. So now in the next verse, Akrura, who has meditated about all these moons, says, surely I will see the king of the moons, the face of Lord Mukunda. But you might ask, why is Akrura so sure that he will see Krishna? What gives anyone of us the security that our spiritual life will be successful? Do you have any indication, Ananda Chaitanya, any proof, any hint of Krishna that he will give you his full darshan? Do you know, Ravi Lochan, that at this life you will see the, at the end of this life, or maybe after, at the end of the Govardhan retreat, you will have full darshan? Or do you know that you will at any time have full darshan? How will you know? How does Akrura know that he will actually at the end of the day see the lotus feet of the Lord? So much that he says, surely I shall see the face of Lord Mukunda. Listen very carefully. He says, that face... I want to go slowly. I know this since the deer are now walking past me on my right side. Now, here is a science which you must learn. It's an old Vedic science. That is to read signs. What you know... most properly, you can read the signs in your car. When you drive, and we have a car called Radha Sharanagati, our car, and it makes some sign, boop, 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 and some sound, boop, boop. And then a light comes, and you see a gasoline station inside the light. Or it's not a station, it's a gasoline pump. And that means, we have learned, that you are running out of gasoline, you better get new gasoline. And then we go, ah-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Yes, 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 thank you. We can read the sign in a car. Or most of you can read the mobile phone, you know, when it makes peep-peep, it means something. And when it makes monkey-monkey-monkey, it means something else. Hare Krishna. I know one person in Croatia who has a mobile phone. When it rings, it tells him, you are a monkey. To some maimon or something like this. So we can read. This means someone is calling me. We can read. But there are signs in nature which, if you know to read them, you can know what will happen in the near future. For instance, when in the man's side, while you are making some effort to do something, all of a sudden your right side twitches, it means it will happen. I have this very often because I have this trouble. I cannot sing nicely, but I sing like a frog. But still, devotees invite me to sing. So I'm there, I have to sing 1.5 hours. Everyone thinks this will be a good kirtan. And I'm not sure. And I'm in the mental platform. And then, but I've always noted, when I'm singing and all of a sudden the right side twitches, you know, it means some motion is here on the right side, like this. Then it will mean at the end everyone will dance in ecstasy and have tears in their eyes and roll on the ground. It is something which never ever goes wrong. It's the right side. For Mataji's, the twitching happens on your right side, everything will go wrong. The twitching must happen in your case on your left side. If it's supposed to be auspicious, the end result. I would like to give you an example. When Lord Rama, when Dasharath had to say to Vishwamitra Muni, Vishwamitra Muni came and asked him, let your son come with me and take care of the demons which disturb my yagya. Dasharath said, I come with my army. These two are just boys. Let me come with my army. Vishwamitra said, no, you don't know the strengths of your two sons, Ram and Lakshman. Dasharath said, they're still so young, and these demons, they kill their opponents. It's not a wrestling match amongst friends. Please, please, please. But Vishwamitra was adamant. He wanted the two boys, Ram and Lakshman. So he, in the end, Dasharath conceded, and they were for a long time absent. First, Ram and Lakshman went with Vishwamitra to the place of Yagya, and they disposed of the demons. But then they went to Mithila, and you know there was this bow of Ram, of Shiva, and there was Sita waiting for the one who could break that bow of Shiva and become her husband. So Vishwamitra took Lord Ram there, and Lord Ram broke the bow. Many days passed, and Dasharath was really nervous. My sons have not come back. I have no news of them. I'm very much worried that will my son return healthy and happy here? And then, as he was one day making a nervous morning walk, two brahmanas were passing him on the right side with shastras in their arms. At that time, Dasharath cried out of relief because he knew by this sign two brahmanas passed me on the right side. My Ram is successful. Only a few minutes later, one messenger came and reported that Ram had defeated the demons. He came to Janakpur or Mithila to obtain Sita's hand in sacred marriage, for which he had to pass the test of breaking the bow, and that three other sisters who were like the goddesses of fortune were offered along with Sita as the wives of the other three, Bharata, Lakshman and Shatrughna. He knew, before the messenger told him, he knew by that sign. The language of signs is something very subtle. There is a scripture in my possession which tells me, which tells many, many symptoms, and I don't want to bore you with all of this, but when some is quite interesting, you know. I think when a toothless old woman will smile at you, it means you will also become very old. You know, some signs, some make us laugh, some make us thoughtful, and so on. But I want to bring out here something which has to do with Shraddha. For a devotee, he also believes in signs. Mostly when he comes to the deity of the Lord. For instance, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was ordered to write down a book about the glorious activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was already very old at that time and his hands were shaking. And he was really old. His eyes didn't see so good, and so on. And he was not sure. So he went to the Madanmohan deities in Vrindavan and prayed. And when he prayed, a garland fell from the neck of Madanmohan, and the pujari, I believe his name was Haridas, was giving the garland around his neck, and he thought, yes, that is a sign. My dear devotees, I think there is a sign in all of your lives which you may not, which you may need to read a little bit more careful. The sign is that somehow you have come to a very sacred spot that is here where you can at the hill of Giriraj, at the side of Giriraj, where your devotion can be increased. I think this, if you turn around and look at Giriraj, you have your sign that why are you delaying with your bhakti? Why do you hesitate with your bhakti? Why do you go so slow with your bhakti? Why don't you trust me? See, I have protected all the Brijvasis against the wrath of Indra. I will protect you also if you surrender to me. That, I think, is a very clear sign which is there for all of us. According to your faith, you will see Krishna's signs everywhere. A faithful person sees Krishna's sign everywhere, especially in the holy Dham, but everywhere. because he's learned in the science of Krishna. Someone who is not so faithful, who has not so much Shraddha, is like a person who enters the car, my car, Radha Sharanagati, and the sign comes up, you better get some gas. He says, no need. And he drives, and all of a sudden, he is there in the German wilderness where the Vikings and the barbarians live, and they will eat him up. So signs, read Krishna signs. Be a little bit introspective to read Krishna's signs. Like Akrura. Akrura is so faithful. He sees the deer are now walking past me on my right side. And he knows, I will see Krishna's lotus face. No problem. He has no doubt. My dear devotees, you can know with high animals like horses and cows walk by your right side, everything will be good. I learned this from my Brijbasi drivers. Once we drove from Vashana to Govardhan, and on the right side, a jackal came out of the fields and started to cross the road. So my driver, he immediately slammed the brakes. I almost shoot through the window, and he praying, Radhe. He waited, and then he started to, he gave, after some time, he drove. And I asked him, what is that? And he said, the jackal, the word for jackal, Shia. He said, very inauspicious. So we had to stop, and we prayed, and then all inauspiciousness was gone. So look at this high soul Akrura. He is now on his way to Vrindavan, and what he does is he meditates about Lord Krishna, and he says, he meditates about the lotus feet of the face of the Lord. So I want to do now a meditation with you. Are you awake or are you sleepy? Awake. Well, sure. Or do you need some energizing activities? No. No, I somehow also hesitate to do these in Vrindavan. What will Giriraj think? Gaura Hari, one moment. So this will be meditation, which I will explain later in detail. As you chant the holy name, you have to chant in sambandha, some connection with Krishna. And I will, in after some time, tell you about this. It's the next level of chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name and being mindful of Krishna. I would just like you to look a little bit around, because soon I will ask you to be very concentrated. Please take a few deep breaths. Start by exhaling deeply. Akrura is meditating about the lotus feet of the Lord. He first speaks about the lotus toenails. Please close your eyes now. Remember when you were before our Radha Shyam Sundar deities, you looked at Shyam Sundar's toenails. They were white like the moon. Around them was a reddish rim. These moons of his nails are sitting on his feet, on his black feet, which make a very nice contrast. As you sing the holy name, bring these lotus feet into your mind, into your heart, and there think about the light which is emanating from these lotus feet, like Akrura does. Think about the Nakha Mandala Dvisha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you find it difficult to meditate about the lotus toenails of Krishna, it may be something which is so new for you that your mind rebels, then just think of the bright moon and the dark night, and think how this is just one of the toes of the lotus feet of Krishna, and you will have it much easier to think about the lotus feet of the Lord. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The light from the 10 nails of Krishna's lotus feet has to be combined now with your singing. Please do this, it's very good for you. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. As Akura travels on, he also now meditates about the lotus face of that Lord Mukunda who can give liberation by just the touch of his feet. He describes the Lord's face. He says that face is framed by his curly hair. It is beautified by attractive cheeks and nose. And then he says, Smitava lo Karuna. It is beautified by his smiling glance, which is full of mercy, and his reddish lotus eyes. So as you sing the holy name, see in your mind the face of the Lord framed by his curly hair. It has shiny cheeks and a nose. And then see the smiling glance from his reddish lotus eyes. Please sing now.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To follow the path of Akura means to be on a journey to Krishna, and to do this is an inner journey. Think about the lotus feet and about the smile of the Lord with his reddish lotus eyes and his mouth. Please let us sing like this, like a meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The smile.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Jaya Giri Govada. Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Giri Govada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bo.
So I would like to give a summary as brief as I can and then open the forum for questions on these subjects. We have heard today how Akrura starts his inner journey with a particular meditation, the meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. This is something which is there in the Bhagavatam, and I request you to start this also. I know some of you are too restless, but those who are a little bit more mature could purchase some lotus feet impressions on the market and then put them on and learn the signs and what they mean. And especially Akrura meditates not on the symbols here of the lotus feet, but on what? The shine of the nakas. The sweetness of the shine. Why? Because it takes away the darkness of the heart, the inner darkness. Inner darkness is much more a problem than this electric failure in India, which causes outer darkness. We have an inner electric failure all the time, and then we have inner darkness, and we roam around in ignorance. And this stops when a conditioned soul starts to meditate about those lotus feet, which Lord Brahma, the Creator, keeps sacred by having always the foot wash water from this feet with him wherever he goes. It's a constant item. Brahma doesn't travel with a Samsonite, but with the Kamandalu, with the foot wash water of the lotus feet of the Lord, because that helps him to stay as much as possible beyond the influence of matter. No? In his difficult work. Then we heard something else. We heard something about Shraddha and seeing the signs of Lord Krishna. Here Akrura sees what are the signs by which he knows that he will see the Lord in the evening and look at his lotus feet. You remember? Yeah, deer passing on the right side. I personally think that let me see how you sit. Today the Matajis are very fortunate because Giriraj is on your left side, no? is it the left side? Yeah, left side Matajis. Let me see. Yeah, Yeah, your life is very blessed today. The biggest sign is that today you must all make a very specific investment in your Krishna Bhakti. And the boys can maybe also sit around the other way. And then you have Giriraj on the right side eventually during the day. According to your Shraddha, you will see like this. Some devotees, when there is, what is it, the lizard on the wall, it makes tick, 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 tick. And they feel, this is a sign of Krishna's mercy, or just now the light went on and I can read this. Wow, the light, Krishna. So, this is a sign of Krishna's shining lotus toenails. You know, according to Shraddha, you will see auspiciousness from all directions. The whole world will be full of signs. If you enter deeper into Krishna consciousness, you will see him everywhere eventually. Yes. You will see nothing is separated from Krishna. It's a matter of increasing your Shraddha and becoming steady. Then the last thing which was here. Yes, I wanted to just guide you in a little meditation on Krishna. And especially I wanted to bring you to the smiling glances from his reddish lotus eyes. Krishna's body is sweetest in Krishna's body, his face is most sweetest, and in his face, his smile is most sweet. Krishna's face is compared like the moon which rises over the ocean, and his smile is compared like the moonlight which dances over the waves of the ocean in your direction. This is a first-class meditation, and we will hear more tomorrow from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will also hear about what I consider a very important point, a theological point. It is sometimes devotees asked, is our process the highest? How long do I have to wait in our process until I can engage in a relationship with Krishna? Sometimes devotees ask this question. Is the process, other processes maybe higher? They have this they have this question. Tomorrow I would love to speak about chanting, combining chanting with meditation as a theological point, which will I think awaken your curiosity in this path of where you engage directly with Krishna. You will have to listen with your philosophical antennas fully attuned, and you will learn something new and add something new. But it's just enough is to say here that our Akrura is here, our role model and star, and he tells us to come. He's in this meditation. Now we have 20 minutes for your questions and questions. I see a question there. I see a question there. And I see a question, two questions here. Okay, so start with your question, please. You will get a microphone most probably.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
I don't want to make my question too personally relevant, since we're in a big audience. I want it to be relevant for everyone. But I'll use a personal example. I distribute books, and I always wonder to myself if there is a suitable meditation to have when you're talking to people out on the street for 4 or 5 hours a day that can always... I mean, you have Prabhupada's books in your hands, but could you suggest some suitable meditations to have when you're distributing books?
I also distributed books, and I knew Prabhupada wrote us once. He said, you should, when you do book distribution, you should approach a gentleman and tell him, my dear gentleman, you are very learned and very aristocratic, but now forget all this nonsense. And understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's from Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. I tried this once, and then one German just was beating me. And I was thinking, I don't do this again. But I thought about it a little deeper, and I think the meditation is very a meditation of compassion. You will meet many people, 4, 5, 6 hours a day you will meet, and you can say, these people have many agendas, they do many things in their lives, but really they are looking for happiness and trying to avoid distress. And I know for sure that by their materialistic work, they cannot find happiness. They need this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now in the form of the Bhagavatam or this other Bhagavad Gita or the books which you distribute. In other words, your meditation should be at that time about how to show compassion or daya to the people, and you should convince yourself that this is a need. It's not just a luxury, like they have so many books from Tolstoy and from Goethe and from so many authors. It's just an extra addition to their collection. No, it's necessary, because in this book they meet Krishna. I think this meditation must be... That is what Prabhupada wrote us. This is how we should should be in the mood. And it's capturing the mood. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. So there was another devotee, another hand up. Please ask your question. Yes. Is it... Hey, you are Russian, right? Have you told your question to your translator? No understanding. Just give the microphone now to one Mataji, to Mataji, and someone who knows English of the Russians, get the question and then tell it directly, because we don't understand Russian when you will ask the question. Do you understand, or is it... The translator should get the question, and then we will take him as the next person, right? In the meantime, we take another questioner. So here was Madhumati. Please ask your question.
Maharaj, I was wondering whether there is any specific way that is recommended to see the lotus feet when you're worshipping Giriraj Shila.
This is a very, very good question. We have said that any part of the body of the Lord is like the whole body. And therefore, when you meditate about the lotus feet, you meditate about the whole Lord. So that goes also the other way. When I meditate about any deity, he has also feet. For instance, you have asked about Giriraj, you could ask about Jagannath, but you could also ask about the holy name. Should I meditate when I chant the holy name? Where are his lotus feet? And I'm just trying to find this Krishna Mastakam by... Yes, 3, 2, 6. One moment. I have to... 3, 2, 6. 3, 2, 6. I forgot every number the moment I see 3, 2, 6. 3, 2, 6. Here. Nikila Shruti Moliratnamala Jyoti Nirajita Pada. Pada means feet. Pankajanta Ayi mukta kule upasyamanam paritastvam harinama sangshayami. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. The nails of your lotus feet are worshipped by the radiance emanating from the necklace of the jewels known as the Upanishads, which are the crown jewel of all the Shrutis. You are also worshipped by liberated sages. You know, you might ask the question, where is the feet of Giriraj? In the same way, you might ask the question, where is the feet of the Harinam? No feet. But here, Rupa Goswami says, gives us a picture. He says, there is the holy name, and before him are the Upanishads, which are great sages, and they perform an arati to his lotus feet. The nails of your lotus feet are worshipped by the Upanishads. This is the picture. So what we can see from this is obviously that in the spiritual science of Krishna consciousness, there are deeper dimensions. At the beginning, the holy name is just is only a name, maybe letters, but as you become more purified in the in your heart by chanting, you will see he's a person with nails, toenails, and he walks around and is worshipped. In the same way, Giriraj may be seen first in one way by you, but as you enter deeper states of Krishna consciousness, you will see he is a person with shoes. Don't you have when you have the items for Giriraj, you have sometimes a cup, I understand, and then you have also slippers there. Why do you have slippers? Will he use them or will he not use them? You know, when you give a gift to someone, will you give him something totally useless, like a sannyasi? Will you give him a fur coat? No, you know, he will not dress in this fur coat. So in the shoes, why do you give Giriraj shoes? Because you know the idea is he has feet. And Raghunath Das Goswami, of course, is now very high, and we are not. Sometimes I find it maybe not always useful to give the highest example for us, but he saw Krishna in it, in Giriraj, and worshipped him like this. So while we are not yet on the level of seeing the feet of the holy name and seeing the feet of Giriraj, Marumati, you have asked such a good question. We should have faith in this. We should have faith that the Lord Giriraj will use the slippers which you put before him, and he will reach out with his hand and drink that wonderful glass of water where you have put some bisleri water for him, clean water. We should have that faith. And based on that faith, the revelation will come. It's just with, according to your Shraddha, this is very important, please listen very carefully. According to your Shraddha, and only according to your Shraddha, revelations will come. Akurat gives this example. He sees some deers walking by on the right side. He thinks, this is remarkable. My chariot makes so much sound. Dung, 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 a golden chariot. At that time, they didn't have, there were no, all this and hydraulic, super intensive American brakes, you know, and so on. No, it was a loud chariot. Move. Clatter, 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 clatter. But still the deer are not fleeing into the forest, the right side. This is a poor. This is a sign, a sign, a sign. I know, I know, I know. Why does he know? He has Shraddha. I will see the face of Lord Mukunda. I just know this. It's just like the faithful devotee who is saying something. We will reach the Gomukh. He's going on his pilgrimage to Gomukh in the rainy season, and he will say, we will reach Gomukh. And at that time, a gecko, are they called geckos? These geckos is called click, click. What sound do they make? A cackling sound, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, like this somehow they make. And he says, wow, that's a sign. I will reach Gomukh. And because he has this Shraddha, he will reach. Because the Lord reveals himself according to your Shraddha. Your Shraddha is your entry point in the holy name. But most of the Hare Krishnas have no faith in the holy name. It's so disturbing. One is in a movement with faithless people. They don't think he is Krishna. They just don't think it. And run everywhere and become disturbed by anything and everything because Shraddha is just so komal, so weak. But if you have Shraddha, you will make the realizations that is the way of spiritual life. On any path, not just our path, it's a Shraddha. Increase your Shraddha and you will increase your realization. Weaken your Shraddha and you weaken your realization. So yes, Madhumati, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little hot-tempered here. It's not on you. You are our Madhumati. You are a different category. When you worship Giriraj, he has feet. And one day he will throw them towards you and say, here, Madhumati, these are my feet. Do you see? Yeah. You know, just, and you go, wow! Wow, yes, Govardhan retreat 2014. I hope it doesn't happen when an old lady smiles on you. That is when you're very old, you know. Krishna, Krishna. A very, very important question. How has Giriraj feet? How should we meditate about Giriraj's feet? He will put them on the slippers. Best is you make his slippers shiny every day so that he will feel very comfortable to put his feet there. And one day you will see, yes, according to your Shraddha. But if you think, no, he has no feet, he is a stone, like any other stone. Stones have no feet. Only in dreams and children comics, they have feet. Then he will remain feetless for you forever. Will not show. Because even if he would show, you wouldn't believe it. Like Duryodhana. Duryodhana, Krishna came to him. Listen to this. Krishna came to him to do peace negotiations on behalf of the Pandavas. Then he said, Duryodhana, he who is an enemy of the Pandavas is my enemy. I will not go on your side. Duryodhana wanted to bribe Krishna and pull him over to his side. I will not do this. Then Duryodhana said, enough of your talk, Vasudev. And he made a sign, and then his soldiers came and wanted to capture Krishna. They took their robes out. At that time, Krishna showed a partial display of his universal form, Hari Kirtan. A partial display of the universal form. Do you know what Duryodhana said? He said, Vasudev, you're just a magician. I can also do this. No faith. No faith. But we let you go. We let you go this time. Duryodhana. This faith is so important. And actually to sit in the holy place and hear about Krishna and his pastimes will hopefully give us faith. Hopefully. it will increase our faith. My dear devotees, this faith is so important. In Harinam Chintamani, the question is asked, who is qualified to take up the chanting of the holy name? And do you know what Haridas Thakur answers to this question? He who has faith. So, now, I have to go to the Russian devotees. Last question. Our Russian devotee, what did the translator find out? What is the question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji's question is kind of previous question, yeah, also about the lotus feet. So we see the pictures of lotus feet of Sri Krishna as well as Srimati Radharani. So does it include the, and in your presentation you are teaching us how to meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So does it include automatically meditation of Radharani's lotus feet as, or should we do it in a special way?
Separate,
or yeah, like in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are addressing both Radha and Krishna in at the time. So what is the way of meditating on lotus feet of Radharani and yeah, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the question. It is clear. Now please take your translation position. Your name is Jagat Pandu, isn't it? Jagat Guru, even. Yes, Jagat Guru. Wow. Jagat. Meditating on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. See, that will come when your taste in Krishna consciousness will be there, and your taste will draw you to the side of Radha. When we worship Krishna, we will ask after some time the question, how will I worship Krishna the best? And that time, and how will I please Krishna the best? No? And at that time, Radha Rani's position comes up very strongly in us. And we begin to understand Krishna is best worshipped and pleased by Radha. Let me go to her camp and let me go to her side. And at that time, these meditations about Radha become very, very pronounced. I personally feel that it is not helpful to speak to devotees who are just in on the way in a public assembly about Radharani's glorious position. Because, see, Krishna consciousness will only work when you are on a certain level, when you have the certain adhikar or qualification for a certain practice. And this qualification will rise, and when it is there, it will pull you like you cannot resist it any longer. It's almost like when your physical maturity rises, then I would like to give this example, although it is a little awkward. I have given this many times to you. I will give it in a little funny way so that no one needs to take objection. When I was young, I thought, like all my friends, we were a clique of 50 friends. We lived on an island and we were inseparable. My favorite friend was called Lorenz. And we thought girls are foolish because you cannot wrestle with them. very nicely. But after some time, physical maturity came, and Lorenz, my best friend, told me one day, you know, I have to leave this clique. I think girls are highly attractive. Oh, Lorenz, what happened to you? It will happen to you also. I'm 1 year older than you. It comes. And Lorenz found it irresistible to stay with us younger boys who always would go to the girls, because he had developed a certain maturity and a certain taste. So this is also the idea this question. These things come automatically. There is no, let me say, cut out path, you know, which now you have to try this or you have to try that. Try that for which you have taste. And then you can never err on your spiritual path. Follow your taste, which is something which develops with the purity of the heart and the maturation of your spiritual life. Sometimes I feel we get stuck in our lives with so much things which are just theory for us because we have not yet developed the taste. I'm also very worried about devotees go to Radhakund these days and they stay there it should be and you see them during the day what they do, and it is the highest place. It is best while one is there to just move very carefully and very, very respectfully and very and purify oneself very much, and in this way, then one can understand these high realities and high vibrations in a very good way. Follow what comes naturally as you naturally progress. Hare Krishna. Now I have gone a little over time, but not too much. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bol. Krishna Krishna.